Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
All right, hey, welcome to Dope Town. We are Dope Town 3000. I am Zorbikon Gaga.
Oh, it's me. I'm Greg Smith.
Yeah.
And I'm Sean Fisher.
What's up? And we are going to just spit bars, freestyle, comedy the entire time. It's going to be great. All the rhymes are going to be off the dome, which means it is off the top of the head, which means that like we don't have pre-written. It's just off the dome, guys. So we got a dope-ass guest, too. Who'd that be?
We'll get to him later, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
get to that. Mystery at the top.
Ooh, it's gonna be a mystery.
He's in the room the entire time.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a mystery.
Ooh. If we make him laugh and people are like, I know who that is.
Yeah, that's true.
I already gave it away by saying him. That's the first clue.
Okay, but you know, like it could
identifies as male.
But also it could be whatever. Yeah. It's gonna be a surprise.
It's a cactus. I'm sorry, that's my second guess.
That's a male plant, guys. We're gonna do some freestyle off Twitter.
I'm gonna say a couple of trending hashtags for y'all, and then you let me know if any of these sound good as inspiration for a little rap warm up. We got grill and chill #grillandchill.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag things I can't stop doing.
Oh.
Hashtag way back in the 80s.
Ooh, I'm kind of I like way back in the 80s.
Okay.
But it seems like you reacted to grill and chill.
I mean,
we could throw that
look
in
at
there.
That smile.
I mean,
look at you, man.
It's like my two favorite things, right? Straight up grilling and chilling.
If you could with see grilling it. And chilling.
Okay, if you could
no,
see
no,
it,
you...
Greg's, you're beaming.
Stop it.
You sound like you're blushing.
Stop this. We can go back to the 80s. We can do both.
Yeah.
Tell me all day. Fine, we'll do both. An 80s grill and chill.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday, I'm committing animal murder. I got a couple hot dogs and I got a couple burgers. Oh, yeah. A couple animals I killed and I go and take their bodies and I put them on the grill. Yeah, I can do grills. Yes. Oh, I'm so pleased. I'm going to go and put a couple with some cheese. A little American. I am aware of it. Yeah, I'm cooking them so good, not an embarrassment. Cooking up for family and friends. All right. And then the new party, it can all begin. We are outside chilling at a barbecue. Yeah, man. Hey, what's that white lady over there she gonna do?
Oh, yeah, because we're on the lookout. Yeah, because we're dancing at Black Cookout. Yeah, we're going to have some chai. Also, we're going to do electric slide. Oh, yeah. We're super clapping all these people. Yeah, they don't know how to do the step, the step, step, the step, step. Yeah, we cricking with that chick. And we're eating all this chicken. Ho! Yeah, man. Got my cool maid and my mistresses drinking Kool-Aid. Yeah. We on this beat. White people, yeah. It's not sweet. Put some sugar in it. Put some sugar in it. I go home and I fucking spin it. I spin the fucking records. Yeah, old school hip hop. About to spec it.
Old school hip hop. Like my name, Curtis Blow. If we're going to the cookout, you know we got to go to the G, to the R, to the I double L, to the C, to the H, to the I double L as well. For whom the bell tolls. I put in some food that I would categorize as soul. Put some chicken onto the charcoal. Yeah, you know I'm playing like it's marbles. In addition to that, that's what's up. I'm gonna put a fucking pork chop. Yeah, you know I've got your fucking Snapple in. You know I'm putting on them sauce made of apples and sauce. Applesauce. When it comes to this shit, you know I'm the boss.
Yo, if there is a barbecue, you know I'ma go. I'ma play some horseshoes or some dominoes. Yeah, man, it is not that hard. We out in the yard and playing with my uncles on cards and maybe poker. Oh yeah, we taking out all of the jokers. Oh man, we cracking on the Al Roker. Looking uncle right there, and he has a really receding hair.
Africans, we have hope. Why? We're out and we're roasting a goat. Yes, we're roasting goat. Know what I mean? Why we're celebrating the death of Amin. Idi Amin. Yeah, yeah, you about to get go. Why? Because we're African and we're in Fresno. Yes, man, I am a father of this family. My name is Bikangaga.
Okay, from Africa to Poland, we are flowing. Polish people always making pierogies. Yeah, you know on the flag, you heard? We've got a fucking regal looking ass bird. Oh yeah, you know I'm grilling till I'm dead. Like, oh yeah, you know that flag is colored red. Like, oh yeah, you know that they can't say no. Put the pierogies with them sauerkraut or potatoes.
Yeah, I need some love. I'm in this school, yeah. It's a breakfast club. Yeah, we're kinda thinking with that bad girl. Yeah, we're kinda drinking.
Yeah, bringing all the sides. Yeah, you know that is my talent. Big blue cooler full of potato salad. Oh yeah, man, pulling with my legs. You know what else is in there? Some paprika deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, yeah, that is what I read. If we're talking about sides, you know I'm about to bring some cornbread. Yeah, you know that is the choice. Rolling up in a Rolls Royce with cornbread that's moist. Ooh, like that shit was really wet. I'm about to eat that cornbread till there's nothing left. You said what the heck? You heard what I said? Yeah, I'm about to eat that cornbread till there's no cornbread left.
Excuse me, I have some raisins. Why? Cause I am a vegetarian. Oh yeah, I'm that kind of meat, and I all of this shit, and I don't eat this meat, and I don't eat this shit, cause I don't eat the cow, cause I don't know how this motherfucker does how. How can you eat an animal? No man, you just a fucking mammal, just like these people.
You're socially conscious, that's what you're playing. And I'll remind you, we're in the 80s, so we've got President Reagan. And that's what I'm about some more. I'm about President Reagan's plan with Star Wars.
Star Wars. Missiles. Yeah, I fail all the time. Why? I am VP Dan Quayle. Yeah, I don't know swell. Why? Because I
who brought Quayle to the cookout?
Who brought Quayle to the cookout?
Quayle's right over there. We better look out. Who the fuck brought Quayle to the cookout? He is right over there. We
okay,
look
okay.
Out.
I saw VPs were invited, so don't slay me. I am also here. My name is Dick Cheney. I heard this cookout is the cool place, but watch out or I'll shoot you in the damn face.
VPs, you know that I am fixing. Back in the day, I was VP Nixon, and I got that shit because I black people I did hate, and I got caught Watergate, and I went all the way because this shit is my power. This dude, and I know he was named Eisenhower.
Oh man, oh fuck, here, take some chocolate chips. I can't bring family together without talking some politics. Oh man, it's like an inquisition. No, next we'll talk about religion.
Religion, okay,
let's just talk,
religion,
oh
I'm talking to you, Dodd. How come you can't accept a fucking God? Eat this food, you know that that would please us if you talk to your grandma about Jesus.
I really wish that that conversation would stall. I'm just gonna switch it right over to football and say that another team is better than yours, because that way you're gonna start talking in slurs.
Yeah,
and
talking in slurs. Can you pass me the fork? And also, by the way, I don't eat pork.
What are you talking? You're a liar. Ate it last week when I put it on the fire.
Yeah, that was before I converted. Now my spirituality is hurted.
Oh, so let me hear. I am just mistaken. You don't eat bacon? Well, assalamu alaikum. We on a grill and chill.
G to the R to the I double L grill and chill.
Dan Quayle.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Dan Quayle.
Get out of here, Dan Quayle.
You're not invited to the cookout.
You guys validate?
All right, we're back in it. Welcome to Dope Town. We teased our guest up top. Mm-hmm. You wrote in your letters. You tweeted your guesses. Hashtag who's the guest. It's mm-hmm. trending. Mm-hmm. It's time to reveal.
Is this live?
It's live. Yeah, this is live. Yep. He's an incredible actor. He's an incredible comedian. He's an incredible podcaster. If you're not listening to Culture Kings on the How Stuff Works Network, you got to hit that subscribe button. It's such a good podcast. Please give it up for our guest, Jackie's Neil.
Oh, what up, guys?
What up, sir?
Just want everybody to know that they had if you've seen Beetlejuice when he throws that metal plate at her mouth,
yeah.
That's what you guys had in my mouth for the first 8 minutes of this
yes.
podcast.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay.
And you just took it off, and I'm happy to speak again.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
It's a communal giant plate, too.
It
so
is.
Every guest has had
every
that
guest. Oh, yeah. I smelled it.
Yeah,
I
we do
it.
Not wash it.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming, Jackie. Do you have a story about something dope that's happening, something cool you'd love to share?
Yeah. So let's go back to the year of 2009.
Ooh.
We're back. We're
Obama,
back in 2009. Obama.
First term Obama.
Yeah, first
term
Obama.
The Hurt Locker won
Black
best
people
picture,
are happier than they've ever been.
Yes. Healthcare Woo! Was just about to be passed.
Healthcare about to be
people
passed.
People were joking about the healthcare.gov website being bad. Those were the worst of our problems.
Those were the worst of our problems. Oh, man, white people weren't tripping yet.
They weren't tripping yet.
They weren't tripping as hard yet.
They hadn't gotten emboldened.
They were indoor tripping.
They were indoor tripping.
They weren't brave enough to go out
into
the
They didn't want
the
their
streets.
Country back yet. and that's my story, guys.
That's
the story, of the election of Barack Obama.
That's a good story.
all right, so 2009, I am about a year out of college, and I'm in Chicago at the time, so... I'm a professional theater actor doing stage work and shit like that. And I book a touring show. It was a Tennessee Williams play that a lot of people have never heard of called Escape. It was one of his lesser known plays. It was a short that we were also fusing with dancers and kind of making it like a whole, what's the word I'm looking for? Just like a stylized piece. And Escape was about three black men on a chain gang. And I was one of the three black men. It was a super fun play. Our first stop on our tour was actually at the Tennessee Williams Play Festival.
Oh, wow.
In Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is on Cape Cod. You got to take a ferry from Boston to get there. So I'm excited. I'm meeting like these dancers for the first time on the plane. They're cute. I'm like, this is gonna be a great ass trip. We're going to Boston. Mm-hmm. We're going to Provincetown. I don't know what to expect. We get there. We get to Boston. We get to the ferry, and the ferry ride to Provincetown from Boston is awful because we're all just seasick. Mm-hmm. So we all just have our heads down and just like, please don't talk to me right now. I hate this. Then we get to Provincetown, and mind you, I'm from Chicago. So, like, that's a big city, major city. We get to Provincetown, and it is, like, there's, like, no McDonald's on the island. There's no Starbucks. It is literally, like, small town USA. So I'm looking around like, what the fuck are we about to do? This is going to be whack as
like,
shit.
It's like colonial days.
Yeah, okay. Dude. Well, kind of jumping ahead, this is where... on Provincetown, what I found out, at least they had a rock that said it, is this is where the pilgrims actually first landed.
Oh, wow.
So it's like that. Mm-hmm. But dang. Something else I found out, which actually this started to turn around for me, was like, oh, this island might be really fun because I'm thinking it's going to be like, you know, conservative, you know, like, oh, black person, look at that unicorn over there type place.
Right.
But it's an LGBTQ island. So it's like a super chill, liberal island too. So that was the first, like, all right, cool. This is cool. Now I walked onto the island hating it. Like, this is going to be whack. I'm not sure what the fuck are we, let's just get in and get out. Let's do this thing. They gave us bikes because more people like ride bikes than walk around this island. So we had our own bikes, and then they showed us where we were staying, which was this cottage right off the beach. Literally cottage, sand, water. And I'm like, okay, all right, this is turning around. This is turning around. I'm liking this. And mind you, like, this whole group, we have been in probably 2.5 weeks of rehearsal because, like professional theater moves really quick. So we are... don't know each other yet. We're like traveling and now staying in this cottage. And then we start rehearsing and we all start getting along and like we bought groceries and drinks and we also had a grill at my cottage and it was a few people in my cottage and then another place where the other half of the group was staying. And we were loving it. And I'm like, all right, I'm starting to like this place. The bars are fun. The Tennessee Williams Play Festival, they're taking care of us, really turning my idea of what's dope about this island around. And the third night I was there, this is more on me.
okay.
So I was like, all right, this is great. I'm loving this. Nothing, like, this is dope. I wake up. Now, remind you, I'm from Chicago. We got Lake Michigan, right?
Okay. Sure, yeah.
Which is gigantic.
Which is basically a fucking ocean.
Yeah. Right.
It looks, I mean, it's not, but it looks like an ocean. Sure. It's not a traditional
it
lake.
It identifies as an ocean.
Yeah. It identifies as an ocean.
It's a great lake.
It's a great, great lake. So, but now we're on the Atlantic Ocean. So that's that water, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I wake up in the morning. I'm the first one up. I'm pretty sure I had like a hangover, so I go down to the kitchen to like, you know, get some shit to eat. And I wake up and the fucking water is gone. Like, the water is gone. And when I tell you, like, sand, beach, like, the fuck, it was a big ass.
The ocean was gone?
Yes, dude. And I screamed to everybody, like, yo, motherfucking water's gone, get down. So motherfuckers started, like, running downstairs and shit, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And then, like, and then everybody my age was, like, freaked out, because we were also all from Chicago. But, a couple of the older people was like, it's low tide, dude. It's like, the water is gone. Yeah, dude, the water is gone. And I'm like, niggas walking on the motherfucking water and like on the sand and shit and like walking across the sand. And I'm like, this is some freaky shit. So like, I'm like, all right, I don't like this island no more. I've never seen this.
Oh, shit. You're like, I don't trust this. Like, where would the water go?
Where would the water go,
we're
dude?
On an island.
Yes. Where would the water go, man? Like, and when I tell you, it was like, all right, this cup right in front of me,
full of
water. You close your eyes and blink and this entire cup is fucking empty.
Right.
And I didn't drink it. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Where'd it go?
Oh, man. Are we on the back of a turtle that is slowly rising?
I know, dude. It was bad. But anyway, you know, we get past that. Then we get into performances. The performances are great. We have a great week and a half of performing. And this caps off with my birthday. And 2009, so I guess I would have been like 23 at the time. What the hell am I now? 32. You can do the math. So this
hashtag
is my birthday.
Do the math. We're live.
Do the math. Do the math, guys. So it's my birthday. We get some shit to grill. We're drinking. We're drunk. We're dancing. We're having a good time. And by the end of the night, we're fucked. We're faded. We're all faded. Mm-hmm. And we decide to like get on our bikes and start riding around this island at 2:30 in the morning. So nobody's up. Yeah. Eventually. Like, we get to a beach, and we all start skinny dipping, which was super fun, first time. But then we're also riding our bikes around this town butt naked at, like, 2:30, 3 a.m. in the morning. And, dude, like, people were, like, trying to ride in sand, so, of course, they immediately ate shit. We're all naked. We're, like, horny. we're, like, enjoying our fucking lives. And it was just, like, such a dope fucking time. Like, this trip that I went into, like, where the fuck are we? By the time I left after that 2 weeks was over, I was like, that was one of the best trips I've ever taken in my life.
It sounds like a liberal paradise.
It was a liberal paradise. The people were fun. They took care of us. It was like, all right, man, I could get used to shit like that. And it was super dope, man. And the guy who cast it, I'm sorry to bring it down on a sad note, the guy who cast us in the show, and his name was PJ Paparelli, really dope director from Chicago. Passed away a couple years ago in a car crash, like tragically.
Yeah.
So it was really, really sad. So like, you know, some of us have stayed friends since then. Some of us haven't. But when he passed away, we all like, you know, connected again. Yeah. And was like, yeah, man, we remember that. That was such a beautiful fucking like 2 weeks in our lives.
Nice.
So it was like on the forefront of my mind again. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm going to remember that shit forever. Yeah. It was great, man. It was such a dope ass vacation.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great story.
That's great. Quick question. Where'd you go to college?
I went to college at Columbia College in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That place is great. Yeah.
It's dope, man. It's an art and media school, but it's a actual university.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everybody here, like, here's college, but it's an accredited university. They just can't call themselves Columbia University.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Right.
Because
it's like one of the oldest colleges, universities like in the country.
In the country.
Yeah.
Like, ours is spelled with a Y, though.
Ours is spelled Columbia.
Columbia.
Yeah. But, yeah, Columbia and Chicago. Wait, Shout out.
Is Tennessee Williams from Provincetown?
I don't think he's from Provincetown, maybe, but he did stuff there, which is why the festival was there.
Yeah, I was wondering.
And I think he had a home there, because Tennessee Williams was a gay man, or bisexual, I think. Mm-hmm. So, like, he, at the least, so he stayed on that island.
Yeah.
Because it is, you know.
Yeah. Accepting.
An accepting island, which is so fun, man.
I don't think I knew that about him, and it makes all of his plays... Like, they all are about a person, like, in the closet, basically, right?
Yeah.
There's at least one, yeah.
Yeah. And he, yeah. And I don't know, like, if it came out, like, after he died that he was a gay man.
Yeah.
Which probably would make even more sense, the fact that, like, Provincetown was, like, an escape haven for him because he could be himself there. Of course, I'm projecting that. I don't know if that's the case.
Provincetown, the place to be yourself.
The place to be yourself. You Tennessee Williams stans, don't come in and be like, actually, he was out.
Right, exactly.
He came out at the age of 13.
Actually, he was on the first boat that landed in Provincetown. That rock
the pilgrims
specifically
on the boat.
Said it.
Yeah, yeah.
Tennessee Williams writing it all down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We'll get dragged.
Buckled shoes, check. Buckled hats, question mark. Come back to it later.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, it was such a dope time, man.
That's awesome.
And, you know, everybody knows Tennessee Williams from the shit that he's done, you know, Streetcar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This festival was mostly comprised of, like, there was a couple of the shows that were well-known Tennessee Williams plays, but the festival was mostly comprised of, like, shit that people rarely heard of, or stuff that was, you know, he didn't really publish and came out after he died.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So to think, like, Tennessee Williams wrote a play about a black chain gang.
Yeah.
Is kind of crazy.
It
but
is crazy.
Also kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is cool. Ooh. Nice. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, final questions, thoughts?
No, I feel good. That was an awesome story. I'm ready
to
turn it into what we do.
Let's take it back to time. Back to time?
Back to back time.
Let's take it back to time.
Gonna
to the year
back to time.
2009.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 2009, yeah, I'm that age, 19, man, on Obama's stage, gonna get paid later, but also gonna get, study these plays, yeah, then I'm gonna get hired, I'm blacker, get hired as an actor in Chicago, yeah, cause I got that bravado, yeah, yeah, so, I got hired from this company. Why? Cause my skills, man, you know that they are loving me. Oh shit, what? Need some more money, don't wanna be poor. Go on tour.
Go on tour.
What's up, what's up?
What's up, what's up? We on this tour bus. What's up, what's up? We looking hot as fuck, as fuck, as fuck. Oh my god, you are giving me the answer. On the tour bus with these very fit dancers.
Oh
my goodness. This is okay, it's fun. Oh my goodness, we are all gonna live forever cause we're young. We're having fun. I think we're gonna have a life-changing trip before it's done.
On a trip, on a plane, yeah, we on this. Going to a town known for its province. Oh man, I am cast with lots of doubts. I be looking at these people thinking about get out. Ooh, oh, it is so frightening. Got up on this island, everybody's white, man. I don't really know what is that. I don't really mean to brag. In the corner, what I see is multicolor rainbow. Rainbow flag,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
You're swell, C. Come over here. We're all LBGT. NQ. And all between. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Okay,
but
okay,
we've been spending most our lives living in a liberal paradise. LGBTQ and also I's living in a liberal paradise.
I'm feeling myself. And I'm feeling myself. Yes, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. It's 2009. Obama, I'ma stand. What you say to me? Yeah, man. Yes, I can. You know I got that hope coming from the shy. You know I got them bars. Yeah, you and I will never understand how we feel about the things we've been through. Yeah, you know it out. But we own this plane, landing in Boston, and we own it again.
Yeah, a little bit scary getting off on a plane, and we're traveling on a ferry across the water. Yeah, we got that motion. I'm used to Lake Michigan, not Atlantic Ocean. Oh my God, it's so bright. I can feel the wattage. We're pulling up to our crib. It is a cottage. Ooh, okay, this could be cool. This could be fun. My own postgraduate cottage school.
Yeah, get my number. Yeah, also we're gonna get some slumber. Yeah, we're about to bake up. Early riser, you know I'm about to wake up. Oh, I'm like, oh shit, oh no. Why, man, I just looked out the window. Oh, what? Nah, man, call my buggy daughter. Why, cause I don't see shit and I don't see this water. What happened? Oh, go slow.
Where did it go? Where did it go? What happened to all the H2O? I don't even know. I don't even start supposing. I woke up and I don't know where the fucking ocean went. Where is it going? We are on a landlocked spot. What the hell? I am not Sherlock.
Okay, I'm not Sherlock, and this is not great. Where'd the ocean go? Did it all evaporate? Oh my God, I'm in panic mode. Where the fuck did the ocean go?
Look, I know what you're feeling inside, but I am from the East Coast. It's called the moon tide.
What?
Yeah.
The moon stole the ocean.
We got to kill that moon.
Kill the fucking moon.
Kill the moon. No, no, the gravity. Why, man? It's called, gravity.
Kill the moon.
Kill the moon.
Kill the moon. Kill the moon.
Kill the moon.
Just felt the ocean. Now it's too soon.
We kill the moon. You know I'm not dumb. I'm about to shoot at the moon with a goddamn gun. Hey, I'm about to fill it full of holes. The moon and I will no longer be bros.
Yeah. If I shoot at the moon, I might go to jail. Like Tennessee Williams, I might be in hell. You know I'm on this chain gang, which is weird because it was written by a white man. What do you know about them shackles? Except eternally, baby, you don't hackle. You don't heckle. So don't shackle my heart. You don't want this to start.
Imagine that day when he just suggested it. And what did they say? Like, who was his one friend he went to? And he was like, no, I understand what they've been through. Because I'm gay. You see the comparison? Oh, is that too bad? Should I be embarrassing? Oh man, I don't know. But I have written so many things, I'm probably gonna be known
for something else. You are my commando. Yes. I will be your actor. My name is Marlon Brando.
Damn, bro.
Listen to what I say. I fuck bitches, but I am also gay. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I get the contextual. What you are saying, an option is to be bisexual.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't thought of that. Oh, man, I'm going to write this and I'll get right onto that.
Yeah,
right
you onto that. Can't fuck the fellas. Wow. You yell Stella. I say you can't fuck to fellas while you yell Stella. Okay.
Yo, I'm a black man for hire. Yes, I'm doing the show Streetcar Named Desire. I got my shirt on. Yeah, I'm muscular. Yo, you don't want me to fuck with ya.
Yeah. Nah, but is it insane, man? You a black man, I got a fucking chain gang kind of play, man. You can sing all these skills and you know that you can bring.
Oh, hi, I've wanted to be in a Tennessee play forever. Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Hi, my name is Trevor. Yes, I am like a Tennessee nerd. I auditioned for this play and I got Black Guy the Third. Really excited to be with y'all. I just gotta work on my southern drawl. Hey there.
Nah, man, it's not fair. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
White dude, man, oh, I'm about to fight it.
Fight it.
fight it.
But I don't want to bring violence to this island. I want to bring silence for people because it is so peaceful. Yeah, because you know I will just be grateful. Yeah, I'm not deceitful. Yeah, I'll go far. Hang out with people at this dope-ass bar.
If you want to get around, see what you like. Go ahead, we will rent all of y'all a bike. Oh yeah, oh man, don't meddle. Just go out any time of the day and just pedal. Go and see our scenery, official thing. Yeah, we got a little basket and a bell that you can ring. Oh yeah, getting around is not a hassle. You won't be an asshole. All your bikes got some tassels. Oh, in the night I'm in a good mood, so I'm in the night, riding in the mood. Don't fuck with me, cause I might fall. And then when I do, I will be all.
Yeah, you should give me warning. We're young and nude on our bikes, acting extra horny. Oh man, you know that's the plan. I am not bland, falling over on the goddamn sand. Oh yeah, you know that I'm the winner. Rolling around, flopping with my wiener. Goddamn, yeah, that's what's up. The bike seat's really starting to hurt my butt.
Hurt your butt. Cause you got the room clean. I see your ass on this moonbeam.
Oh,
yeah, I need to listen. Why I see all your skin and it is glistening.
Don't let the moon look on your ass, cause it's a it's probably gonna steal it like it did the fucking ocean. Oh shit. Don't let the moon see your ass and grab it. It'll take it. This place is crazy. It's like a movie with Guillermo del Toro or Patrick Swayze. I know that is a large spectrum to pick a movie. Go ahead and select them.
Yeah, listen to it. Yo, my dude spit. Fuck this moon, man. I think I'll shoot it.
Fuck the moon.
Fuck the moon. Yo.
Fuck the moon. Fuck the moon.
Yo. Fuck the moon. Yeah. This moon is fucking sick. This moon got me showing ocean dick. It's too small. I'm trying to hide it. But this moon, it sees it in my eyes.
Yeah, when I see this moon, I'm like, loser. I don't prefer my fucking lunar. Yeah, man, it hurts me like a cavity up in my molar. Whoa, yeah, celestial bodies, I prefer the solar.
Yeah, okay. Solar is what is more fun. Fuck the mood, I only hang out with the sun. Yeah, you know he's got the best spot, hanging out with the sun on the damn sunspot. Yeah,
here's the thing, man, the moon, it is a pain. Doesn't matter if it's waxing or if it'll wane. Yeah, I'm looking at the moon and I am feeling pissed, kid. I'm looking at it, man, it must be in the gibbous state of phases. I am amazing, know so much about the moon that I deserve to hate it.
Wait a minute,
I deserve to hate it. You done made it. Yeah, you know it is fading or waning, or it is soon. After it is fading or waning, it's full. Yeah, cause I know all this shit, cause it all goes down. Why? Cause it is the sound, it goes round, 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 it's orbiting. Yeah, the gravity exorbitant.
Wait. You guys know too much about the moon, you ain't playing. I thought you was humans. Are you moon secret agents?
Oh,
that's something a bit which we cannot speak. I have only known y'all for like 2.5
that's
weeks.
True.
That's the thing. All right, we are all professionals and we're here just to do a fucking show.
That's
now,
true.
Once it is closer to Jaquise's birthday, maybe I will reveal my true identity. Because by that point, we are all gonna get more drunk. Oh, wait, that already happened. Because we are right here with my junk and my trunk hanging out on the Schwinn. And we win every day. I will start to begin. I am thin when it comes to embarrassing secrets. So yes, I'll reveal it.
Yeah,
I'm an alien.
Revealing the naked. You need to respect her. Listen to me. I am the rear director. Yeah, I like it. Why, man? All these dudes, man, they fight it. At this play, I will teach you how to do stage fighting. Also, royalty knighting.
Yeah. Let me answer your question. I'm not a super agent. I'm a super saiyan. So I haven't had the chance to ride a bike like you fucking humans did when you was a tyke. So when I'm riding on it, yeah, I fell and I gas sanded right where the pilgrims fucking landed. Yes. Oh. Oh. The pilgrims landed here.
Wow. Wow. Okay. 2.5 weeks. You know that I don't know you. I thought you was an actor. It turns out you're fucking Goku. Oh my god, ring the alarm. You're not gonna act, you're gonna power up a spirit bomb.
Yeah, holy shit, man. Super Saiyan, nice to meet ya. I only know a couple like Vegeta. Oh, oh man, oh yeah, what you see? Oh my god, yeah, it is Goku and his son Gohan.
Well, it's a secret, so don't tell my or pa, or I'm gonna hit you with the Kamehameha.
Oh, cause
I'm Goku in my heart, Kamehameha.
That's a secret I can keep, I will not fail the shit. They didn't even care when I said that I was an alien, and then you just admitted it too as well. Providence Town people here are way more nice than I could tell when we first landed. I don't understand it, but if this was a person, I would just give it a hand, kid. I love this place. It's so good, yeah. Oh man, what else should we do while here? What? Well, do
you need to behave it. I know who you are, because I am native. Yeah.
You are a pilgrim?
No, man. I fucking killed him.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, like you First Nation.
Yeah, First Nation. You across this nation.
Oh,
yeah.
Exclamation.
You fucking and arrow. I killed them shit, man. You bows and arrows.
Killed
him. All day.
Well,
day,
man, look at the clock. We have just been going on the ship. There is a dock, and oh, here is a rock. Oh, man, our whole life we have waited to do this. Go ahead on it. Just scribe that we were here, and no one will frown. The pilgrims landed in Provincetown. Let's name it that, and then just defile this place. So, and then we can go ahead and put a smiley face or a shit emoji. I know it's Tommy that told me that this would be something that really isn't phony, and one day when people will look at this shit, they will be like, well, this is like a futuristic hieroglyphic.
Nah,
yeah,
man. I won't behave on this ship. I came as a slave.
Oh.
All these white men I don't trust. Plymouth Rock, yo, it landed on us.
But we were here first.
Oh, we were here first. And when it's all said and done, I'll be here last. Yo, I'm not a thing of the past. Yo, I'm gonna come with the strong block. Oh, look up, it's 12 o'clock. It's Jackie's time. It's time to go, time to rhyme. Yeah, you know it's fine. Yeah, I'm reeling myself. Once again, I'm feeling myself.
Yeah, feeling yourself. Yeah. You're not fake. Birthday. What's up? Made you a cake. Yeah. You can handle. Oh shit, blow it. You know it's trick candles.
Oh, I'm out of breath. I can't act no more else. Yo, why you do this to me? We supposed to be brothers. Why you doing this to me?
The cake is gone. The cake is gone. The cake is gone. I don't even understand what is going on.
There's only one thing we can do to combat this broods. We're going to war against all baked goods.
Fuck baked goods.
Hey.
Fuck baked they don't know what they're doing. Fuck baked goods. Anything they freaking gluten. Yes, I don't like them. Oh, they just taunt. I do not like any gluten foods, bacon or croissant.
Oh,
baking. Not bacon like from a pig. Just baking. Like what I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, baked goods. You know, they all make me frown, see? I hate cake and I also hate brownies. Yes, you know I'm shooting off the hip if you even show me anything with the chocolate chip. Just throw it all in the trash. No baked goods, only smoking hash. cash. No baked goods, spending on my cash. No baked goods, a baked goods I will bash.
Yes. This stuff, it will me go nuts. Why I don't like this shit, it is called donuts. I don't like it. Why? Because you know it's so exorbitant. Nah, I come from that land of Nordic. Yeah, I am Norwegian. I am the cousins of Sweden. Yeah, because you know we don't like the rooms. Also, we don't like the fucking moons.
Whoa.
Y'all fuck the moon.
Fuck the moons. Here's the thing. This town has been a great host, but I think what's happening, I do suppose that what is happening right around here is a ghost. Yeah, no, man. I feel froze at night, different cold spots, and things are moving. Like what happened with the cake and the ocean. The ocean. Why are you looking at me with that face? Why are you so confused?
Yeah. It's me, the ghost. You know that I am killing them. It's me at my fest, the ghost of Tennessee Williams. Yes, you know I'm not causing you stressing. I'm just here to give you my ghostly blessing. Oh, and by the way, this is the best. By the way, not causing you any stress. The meaning of my text, I'll tell you soon. All of Tennessee Williams' plays are about the moon.
Living in a ghost paradise. Doom, boom. Been spending most our lives living in a ghost paradise.
Guys, my dick got stuck in the bike spokes.
Again?
Yeah, I was on the sand.
Shouldn't have been naked.
Ring, ring.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
Thank you.
So was that how your summer was?
That was exactly how my summer was.
Right. Jackie, yeah. You buried the lead. I didn't know you were a saying.
Yeah, dude. I try not to tell people.
I get it.
I'm gonna need you to mark this part then.
Yeah. Okay. Ryan, yeah. Mark that.
The nice thing about rhymes is you don't need the first part or the last part to understand the context. So you just make it sentences, and I think we'll be all right. Mm-hmm. We'll just leave it out, and then it'll be like a guessing game. This whole podcast has been filled with guessing games.
Guessing games. Yeah. Nobody will ever know. It's what they'll guess.
It's true. Jackie's, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you for letting me pretend to be a rapper.
Oh, my God. Jackie's, that was so fun. Yeah. That was so great.
Thanks for jumping in,
so
man.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Anything you want to plug, my friend?
Yeah. Go listen to Culture Kings. Yeah. Like this great podcast. I'm sure you can get it anywhere you listen to podcast.
And
man, I'll be rocking through at UCB, so feel free to come see me in some shows.
What's that Herald team?
I'm on a Herald team there called Dollhouse. We perform weekly. Also got a show I produced at the theater called Some Kind of Monster Presents Dramedy. Super fun show. Come support your brothers, man. We out here making big moves.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, Chi-Town.
Chi-City. Thank you so much, Jackie's, for coming. Check out Culture King. Check him out wherever he's performing. Follow Dopetown 3000 on all your social medias, your Facebooks, your Twitters, your Instagrams. Like, review, subscribe our podcast. We got Zora Beacon Gaga on the mic. We got Sean Fisher on the mic. We got me, Greg Smith, on the mic. We are Dopetown. And as we say at the end of every Welcome to Dopetown,
tell us
if something is weird in your life, check again. It's probably just low tide.
Oh, okay.
It'll come back soon.
It'll come back. All right.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Chill.
You're leaving Dopetown. Dopetown, Dopetown, Dopetown.
We hope you come back soon.
Dopetown, 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 Dopetown.
Say goodbye to Dopetown.
Dopetown, 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 Dopetown. You're leaving Dopetown. Dopetown, Dopetown, Dopetown.
Hi, I'm Winston.
And I'm David.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast on Campfire Media called Try It, You'll Like It.
And on our podcast, we have our guests eat a food they hate one last time.
And we have so many crazy guests.
We got amazing chefs.
We have killer comedians.
Bakers.
Candlestick makers.
Distillers.
Brewers.
Food writers.
Oh, they're writing about food.
Ooh, they're probably having some food while they're writing about that food.
Yeah, because we're eating food, and they're eating food, and you're listening to It Happen.
All you ASMR hits, enjoy. Chomp, chomp.
So check it out every Thursday at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Mmm, that was good.
Campfire.